Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. The Milwaukee International Short Film Festival is the longest-running film festival that honors local filmmakers. This year, 90% of its lineup is presented by Wisconsin filmmakers, including 51 Milwaukee premieres. With films, events, and panels that celebrate everything from comedy to horror and local filmmakers of color, there's plenty to see over the two-day festival. Milwaukee Short Film Festival founder and director Ross Bigley joins me now to share more and begins by explaining the theme that naturally emerged this year.
Well, every year when I program the festival and after I watch all the films, I kind of see if there's films that complement each other. And you can see a theme building. They can complement each other through themes, through similar plots, through, you know, just doing the same subject matter, but in a different perspective. And this year, it was clear that the films I was selecting had a very Wisconsin sensibility about them, more so than previous years.
Yeah, so can you share some of that Midwestern sensibility or themes that made you feel that way?
Well, we generally have a way of looking at things, and we have a certain sense of humor about things, too. And, you know, we always have had, especially in the past few years, a strong bent on having local films. We try to get as many in as possible. And this year we have a lot, like 90% is local. Yet sometimes the local filmmakers are trying genres or subject matters that might not feel Wisconsin-like. And this year is clearly evident that when you watch a film, it's like, oh, that feels like it was made in Wisconsin. It was done by people in Wisconsin and all that.
And of course, with this being an election year and a lot is happening in the moment, did films reflect either the politics or themes of modern day American life?
Yes. We try not to be overtly political in the festival because you never know who's coming in to watch the film, and you don't want to scare them off to come back to see another festival. But certain topics were just not avoidable, considering what people's fears might be after this year. One film, Safety State, is a film about a couple of LGBTQ people who fake being married and straight, because the state that they live in is going to have a ban on gay marriage. So they're fleeing the state, which is, who knows what might happen with the Supreme Court and everything, you know? So they're looking at how things might affect their lives, and they're making films about that.
Another genre that's becoming increasingly popular over the last few years is horror. Did you find this to be reflected in this year's submissions?
Yeah, we generally do play a horror film or two, but this year we've had an overabundance of horror. We have a panel, today's horror genre, where we actually had filmmakers from our festival on that panel, Savannah Warble and Cassie Lanas and Corey Powers. And each of their films, Locksmith, Lost Boy Pizza, and Lurker, are playing in the festival. And we're trying to get why horror seems to be on a strong emergence in terms of the genre in which they're choosing to tell their story. Because much like science fiction, you can tell different sorts of ideas in horror, and people might be willing to accept that idea because it's being filtered through a horror idea or a science fiction idea, that type of thing. So you're kind of letting people in easy into what your thoughts are, but it's still giving a visceral thrill as well.
Yeah, kind of have more flexibility and a bigger invitation through that creativity.
Yeah. And Michael Byers is the moderator of the horror panel. He does the Shameless Picture Show.
So you mentioned a film like Safety State, a couple of the horror films being featured. What else, in your opinion, are some of the most anticipated festival favorites for this year?
I don't program to what my tastes are. But I really enjoyed When You Hear Your Pizza by Tim Schweigel. That I found to be a very hilarious film about a man who eats pizza every day from a certain restaurant. And one day he decides to make a change in his life, and that restaurant doesn't take kindly to it. There is The Avon Lady by Caroline Espiro, which stars her mother as an immigrant coming to this country. And she is using selling Avon door to door as trying to integrate herself into the community and learning English and learning what it means to be an American and all that. There's Locksmith, I really enjoyed Corey Powers' film. I thought it was well made. There's so many films and different genres, different types of storytelling in this that I think if you don't like one, the next one you'll probably enjoy. We always, this year more than ever, have tried to make it easier for people determining if you like a comedy, we're showing you which films are comedies and which times they're playing in. If you like drama, that type of thing. So you'll be able to kind of hopefully navigate where your tastes lie and which block you want to see.
This year also marks the 9th season of spotlighting the work of local filmmakers of color through Voices Heard. Can you share a bit more about some of the first-time events that are happening?
Well, Voices Heard is a program we created 9 years ago because we found that there wasn't an avenue or any sort of kind of venue going on for local filmmakers of color. Yes, we do get films by filmmakers of color outside of Wisconsin, and many film festivals do program those films, but it seems like they were not looking at the local angle. And so we developed this program, and over years it's grown. We've included live performances as well and made it more of a cultural thing where you can have, there was dance last year. There was fashion 1 year with local people of color fashion designers. So we've always tried to kind of broaden it a little bit in terms of what we can do within that block of time. And this year we're bringing back poetry, which was the first live performance we've done with Voices Heard. The poets are Mario the Poet Willis, Moze Shaghetti, and King Kamanzi.
And this year, you're also having the first ever panel discussion for Being a Filmmaker of Color in Milwaukee, right?
Yes, it's called Being a Filmmaker of Color in Milwaukee and what it means to be one in Milwaukee. And have they seen anything that might have changed over the course of them being a filmmaker of Milwaukee? Because there are still some roadblocks, and hopefully they can shed some light on it. It's being moderated by Sammy Amand, who is also the host for the rest of Saturday. And it features local filmmakers, actors in this area, Q Davis Leigh, who's in quite a few films on Tubi right now. One of them is Untangled. Therese G, who has a film in our festival, Desire. Casey Kelsey also is in our film festival. She has a film, The Kingdom Call. And J. Anthony Ramos, who's had films in our festival for previous years, is part of this panel as well. And we hope there will be a very fascinating discussion on where they think things were and how they are now.
Well, whether it's through panels or the short films or the many events around it, there's plenty for people to choose from. And Ross, I want to thank you so much for joining me to share more about this year's Short Film Fest.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed being here.
Ross Bigley is the founder and director of the Milwaukee Short Film Festival, which will be held at the Avalon Theater in Bayview September 7th and 8th. WUWM is one of the sponsors of the festival. You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.